firstly, it'd be right for me to say that my involvement with Vanity Fathers has been for about 4 to 5 years, but despite the name of the charity, the title of the charity, it's the UK's leading charity on shared parenting for mothers and fathers, grandparents, and for any person within a family who wish to seek time with a child or children. So I think it would be fair to say that my time is split between both fathers and mothers, really, on a day-to-day basis.
Do you often see the children being used as pawns in a breakup, whereby mum is hurting, so she wants the children, dad is hurting, he wants access to the children, and the poor children in the middle are being buffeted from one to the other?
Absolutely, and those clients and those parents with whom I've worked with, and even when parents are opponents in court cases, the parents with whom I often say to a judge during the course of proceedings that I believe the party should be commended on negotiations that they've reached in court that particular morning or afternoon, are those parents who've put aside their differences and are taking into consideration that the paramount concern being the child and the child's welfare. Those parents who choose to ignore that and simply want to just thrash out their own issues, ignoring the focus of the child, are where these cases, you know, spiral out of control, and unfortunately, that can be one-sided on some occasion. I heard a gentleman quote on your show this morning that he spent in excess of £60,000 in legal fees, and I'm sure that does happen, and that's simply because one parent will not let go, whether it be a father or mother.
These new rights that children are going to have, yeah, to have access to both mum and their dad, is this a positive step forward? Or, like as Gemma was saying, will it end up potentially putting children in a worse position?
I think it can only be a positive thing, Jonathan. I think to suggest that it's not a positive thing, is wrong. I think it's very good timing, as you may or may not know, with regards to the limited access to public funds in light of the cuts to public funding and in the public sector. We are seeing and going to see an influx of litigants in person, people with whom aren't able to get access to family justice because they can't afford the costs that are incurred. And we'll be having to run cases like this with little, if not any, legal experience. And, of course, they will be at a distinct disadvantage to those persons with whom have got representation in court. So if, for example, these new proposals come into force, hopefully the influx of litigants and persons will, there won't be one, in the sense that we won't need to have these long drawn out battles, because there will be a presumption in law that the child has, or children have, a right to see both parents equally upon a separation.